Today is the 16th day.
It is.
It's the 16th day of the month of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. Welcome to the Global Campfire. It's great to be here with you today as we do our normal. We gather together, show up for each other, take another step forward in the scriptures, and allow that to influence our day and our lives. And so here we are. We're in the book of Joshua right now. That's what we have worked our way into. And the promised land is now a reality. We worked toward this mythic land from Genesis and finally crossed over into it. It has been largely conquered now. And for the most part, the Israelites are in control. A couple of huge battles with many kingdoms against Israel happened, and this is kind of how they took the land. But there's still land to be taken, and that's where we pick up the story today, Joshua 13 and 14. When Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him, "You are now very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over. This is the land that remains. All the regions of the Philistines and Geshurites, from the Shihor River on the east of Egypt to the territory of Ekron on the north, all of it counted as Canaanite, though held by the five Philistine rulers in Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. The territory of the Avites on the south, all the land of the Canaanites, from Arah of the Sidonians as far as Aphek and the border of the Amorites, the area of Byblos, and all Lebanon to the east, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath. As for the inhabitants of the mountain regions, from Lebanon to Misrephoth Maim, that is, all the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Be sure to allocate this land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have instructed you, and divide it as an inheritance among the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh. The other half of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites, had received the inheritance that Moses had given them east of the Jordan, as he, the servant of the Lord, had assigned it to them. It extended from Arior on the rim of the Arnon Gorge, and from the town in the middle of the gorge, and included the whole plateau of Medeba as far as Dibon, and all the towns of Sihon, king of the Amorites who ruled in Heshbon, out to the border of the Ammonites. It also included Gilead, the territory of the people of Geshur, and Maacah, all of Mount Hermon, and all of Bashan as far as Salika. That is the whole kingdom of Og in Bashan, who had reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He was the last of the Rephaites. Moses had defeated them and taken over their land, but the Israelites did not drive out the people of Geshur and Maacah, so they continue to live among the Israelites to this day. But to the tribe of Levi he gave no inheritance, since the food offerings presented to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance, as he promised them. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Reuben, according to its clans. The territory from Arior on the rim of the Arnon Gorge, and from the town in the middle of the gorge, and the whole plateau past Medeba to Heshbon, and all its towns on the plateau, including Dibon, Bemoth Baal, Bet Baal Meon, Jaaz, Kedemoth, Mapheath, Kiriathaim, Sibma, Zirat Shehar on the hill in the valley, Bet Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Bet Jeshimoth. All the towns on the plateau, and the entire realm of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled at Heshbon. Moses had defeated him and the Midianite chiefs, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, princes allied with Sihon, who lived in that country. In addition to those slain in battle, the Israelites had put to the sword Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination. The boundary of the Reubenites was the bank of the Jordan. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the Reubenites, according to their clans.
This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Gad, according to its clans. The territory of Jazer, all the towns of Gilead, and half of the Ammonite country as far as Arior, near Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramath Mizpah, and Betonim, and from Hanaim to the territory of Debir, and in the valley, Bet Haram, Bet Nimrah, Sukkot, and Ziphon, with the rest of the realm of Sion, king of Heshbon, the east side of the Jordan, the territory up to the end of the Sea of Galilee. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the Gadites, according to their clans. This is what Moses had given to the half-tribe of Manasseh, that is, to half the family of the descendants of Manasseh, according to its clans. The territory extending from Ahanaim, and including all of Bashan, the entire realm of Og, king of Bashan, all the settlements of Jair in Bashan, 60 towns, half of Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, the royal cities of Og and Bashan. This was for the descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, for half the sons of Machir, according to their clans. This is the inheritance Moses had given when he was in the plains of Moab across the Jordan east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he promised them. Now these are the areas the Israelites received as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel allotted to them. Their inheritances were assigned by lot to the 9.5 tribes, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Moses had granted the 2.5 tribes their inheritance east of the Jordan, but had not granted the Levites an inheritance among the rest, for Joseph's descendants had become two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites received no share of the land, but only towns to live in, with pasture lands for their flocks and herds. So the Israelites divided the land just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites, who went up with me, made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said." And Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba, after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. Luke 18, 1 through 17. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, But finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Psalm 85. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm. You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God, our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God, the Lord, says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants. But let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Proverbs 13, 7 and 8. One person pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. A person's riches may ransom their life, but the poor cannot respond to threatening rebukes. Okay, so what we just read really briefly in the book of Proverbs today gives us a little bit of a riddle to decipher. Maybe you know people, maybe you have people in your life that are regular in your life, or that you've encountered that you would call something like a poser, or like a fake, hypocrite, a fraud, somebody that's kind of pretending to be something that they're not, and you can kind of see that. We all have a bit of an urge to pose at some times, to curate things. We try to be subtle about it. And we find ourselves, like, blow ourselves up a little bit, inflate ourselves up a little bit, be more than we are. And this is kind of born out of the insecurities in our lives about ourselves, or maybe the wounds in our lives. But it also comes out of a lot of comparison, like looking at other people to try to get our self-worth. We want to be perceived different than we really are because everybody else seems to be doing better, and we know who we really are, so we pretend. It's just like so unfortunate because the whole culture is doing this. And so if the entire population is posing, well, then we don't have anything that's real. It's all a house of cards that'll fall down. And so the Proverbs gives us this riddle that addresses this kind of posing or posturing. Some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. The rich can pay a ransom for their lives, but the poor won't even get threatened. So if we're considering all the options that are laid out in the riddle, then we see that one scenario is completely unsustainable. Those who are pretending to be more than they really are. In this problem, a truly rich person has the resources to get themselves out of something if adversity arises. But a truly poor person doesn't need the resources of the rich because they're not going to be ever held for ransom. It's the person who pretends to be more, who gives an illusion. It's that person who finds the trouble. They're the ones that will face adversity and then have no way to free themselves because the whole house of cards, right, the posturing, will tumble down and it will all be exposed. Let's think about that in terms of our own lives. Like, who are we versus what are we presenting? Because the Proverbs showing us that, like, if we're going to go out with a house of cards, it's going to come down in some way or another. Maybe we just be who we are. Maybe we've been given permission because we're here. We're created in the image of God and we're breathing air. We have life. This is a gift. Maybe we're given permission. We don't have to play that game. We can be true. And so Holy Spirit, come into that. We are pulled in every conceivable way to be false. Every way imaginable. Ways we don't even know about. And this has always been going on. Because we're looking back thousands of years as we go through these stories of the scripture and we see the same story over and over and over and over. And then we see you, Jesus, come into the picture saying, can you see that? Can you see what you're doing? Can you see that what's true is what's really going on behind your posturing and your posing? That's the truth. Bring the truth out into the light. Be who you really are. Holy Spirit, come. That's so hard and so dangerous. Show us how to do it. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That's home base. It's the website. It's where you can find out what's going on around here. And so indeed, check it out. Stay connected any way you can. Check out the Daily Audio Bible Shop. There are resources there. There are none of those there. There are resources there, though, that are for the journey that we are on. And you can check those out. Check out the new hats that we have for this quarter of the year, as well as all of the different things like our wind farm coffee that we roast fresh and send out fresh, or our boutique wind farm tea that we source and send fresh to you, or the Daily Audio Bible journals and things to write in if we're kind of taking notes as we go through the scripture, the important things that sort of stick out from the Bible to you. There's all kinds of resources for the journey we are on, so check them out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if this mission to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and offered freely to anybody who will listen anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, and build community around that rhythm, the global campfire, showing up for each other every day, knowing that we're not alone. If that brings life and good news to you, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I've been absent for a while dealing with my daughter's medical emergency. As you remember, she was attacked by a male client, and the MRI results show that she has two herniated discs that are pushing inward into the spinal column. The neck and spine specialist said that there's nothing that can be done without surgery, and that there is spinal cord damage that's irreversible, and there's nothing he can do about that part. He's going to remove some vertebrae, fuse some areas, and put a plate in there. And she's missed work for several weeks. She's terrified of losing everything because of no income. Surgery is scheduled for the 17th, which is next Wednesday. So I ask you to cover the whole process before, during, and after, that there is wisdom, discernment, precision in the surgeon's hands. Everyone in the room that will attend to her will be covered with knowledge, wisdom, and grace, and that God will give her peace that passes all understanding because she's terrified. And the surgeon had told her there's some risk at this surgery. And she cannot stop vomiting because evidently something that's, you know, pushing on the spinal column is causing her whole system to be upset. So she can't keep down any food. She is so tired, so weak, and she's overwhelmed. So if you can please lift her up, I will be back. I don't know when. Thank you for your prayers.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Joyful in Virginia, Tasha, and not very joyful right now, but I feel like I'm supposed to call in. This has been a pretty rough week with one of my clients. I'm a caregiver. I think I've told you guys before, but just very verbally abusive, and I've just been having a really hard time with it. And normally, you know, things like these can I can bounce off my, you know, it's just the disease or whatever. But it's just been really, really hard since I got back from vacation. And then I had talked to one of the scheduler at work, said I could talk to her, you know, if I needed an event. And so I talked to her. Well, then she felt like maybe I needed some time off. So I had said, okay, but thinking like one day, maybe two max. Well, she's taken where I'm only working two of the five shifts. And I just feel like maybe I'm being treated like I'm the one with the problem and not the client. And anyways, I'm calling out to God, and I'm desperate. I'm still waiting for God to show up with these taxes, and now I'll miss 16 hours of my work week, and I just need wisdom if I'm supposed to not find other work, but have time to let God heal me. I'm a mess, and I need prayer. Would you just... And when you just lift me up in prayer, I know God is my provider. And I don't think that's what this is, because I've been trusting him for this.
Salutations. It's his little songbird from Alberta, Canada. And Laura Lee in Coconut Creek, thank you so much. It's nice to know that I'm not struggling alone. And I'm praying for your mom. Just asking the Lord that he would give her clarity long enough that she would accept him and understand what she's agreeing with. Isolated on an island in Ohio. Oh, my heart just breaks for you. I know how it feels to not have your children talk to you. I've been going through that myself with my prodigals. I'm going to be holding you up in prayer, and your children as well, along with my own, that the Lord would touch their hearts and allow them to see the truth of the lies that are separating them from us. Walking by faith, I'm praying for your mom as well. I'm just asking the Lord that his will be done. And Serene Ghost, my heart goes out to you more than I can express. Chin up, young man. The Lord has you in the palm of his hand, and nobody can snatch you away. No matter how much pressure Satan puts on you, you belong to God. I love you guys. God loves you more.
Hey, Dab family, this is Kristen Christ and me. I'm just praising the Lord for these children that were rescued. Oh, and the story of what they went through, getting there, getting kidnapped, and then being released. That is just so powerful and amazing what God can do. I wanted to lift up the other children, the other 34 children that are still in Haiti. Lord, I just pray that you would, help them, Lord, that you would get them to safety, Lord, that you would put angels of protection around the children, around all these children in Jesus' name, that you would be with them at all times, Lord. And we just thank you. We just praise you for the work that you've done in these people's lives. Just showing these children that you love them and that you're going to take care of them. And it's just amazing what you've done. We just praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.